just the turmoils of this life. And I was wondering what I was going to bring this morning. And I thought about communion and to remembrance of, you know, as we'll talk about that today. But our scripture is coming from Psalm 77. You know, for several years, I had my mother-in-law living with us, and she developed Alzheimer's or dementia, and she sort of couldn't remember. Her favorite was saying was, "I just don't remember." And I thought about that for a long time, but every third of the month, she didn't forget her check. I wonder about that. She could forget a lot of things, but the third of the month, she would always ask, "Where's my check?" Something wrong with that picture, I thought. But since that was my wife's mother, I couldn't say nothing. Amen? But that always brought back to mind, as I get older, there's certain things I don't remember. And I would ask my wife, "Well, where is this at?" And she says, "I don't know. I don't remember." But things that we forget isn't something that is hard for us. And I looked up the definition of remembers, and these are some of the things that I found, and I hope that they help you. It's a verb. It has in it to be able to bring one's mind and awareness of someone or something that has seen, known, or experienced in the past. It means recall. Do something that one has undertaken to do or that is necessary, advisable. Did you remember to mail the letter? To recall to mind an action and an effect of memory. Think of it again. To retain in the memory, keep in mind, or remain aware of. So I thought about that as we go to the scripture. In Psalm 77, it says, as I read, I'm going to go to verse 1. And many times in our lives, we have a tendency to forget. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for your goodness and your mercy, for the joy of knowing that you love us in spite of all of our sins and shortcomings, that you cleanse our hearts and minds that we can come before thy throne in truth and mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for the forgiveness of sin. Cleanse me, Father, that I may present your word in the simple terms, Father, that they can know that you're God, and besides you, there's none other. We love you and praise you, for it's in Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to think about the time that you, in verse 1, cried unto the Lord with my voice, when you cried with your voice, even unto the God with my voice. And verse 1 says, and he gave ear unto me. And I thought about that when I was living in New York. I haven't told this story very often, but one night in New York City, high off of drugs and not knowing where at, I caught a train. I will say the A train. And I fell asleep, and I woke up, and there was a man sitting next to me. He says, "Do you know where you're going when you die?" I says, "I don't know where I'm at right now, let alone when I die." And he shared the gospel story with me. He says, "If you die today, you'll either spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And Jesus died for your sins." That night I called my wife up and told her that I met one of her angel friends that shared the gospel with me. And from that point on, my life has never been the same, because I remember that time that God sent someone to share the gospel with me. There's times in our lives that we will not forget. The day that you got married, the day that you joined the army, the day that you even celebrated something, you might not forget that day. But we will remember certain things. But in verse 2 says, "In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord." When we're in despair, when we're in trouble, we always cry out to something or someone. My question is, do you cry out to the Lord, the God who can save you and who can help you through it all? And it says, "And it ceased not, my soul refused to be comforted." Have you ever had a night like that where you couldn't sleep and everything that you thought of wasn't comforting? You always would run to that stinking thinking. Everything you thought about was nothing but uncomfortable. Wasn't nothing good about it. But then, verse 3, "I remember God." Man, that's what it's all about. When everything is going wrong, you can turn and say, "I remember God. Oh, what great things has He done." Now, I can tell you stories about my life of the things He brought me through. But that's not going to help you in your time of trouble. What has He done for you lately? What has He done for you lately? When you're in your despair and you cry, can you say, "I remember God. And I was troubled, I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. But I remember God." Verse 4 says, "Thou holdest my eyes wakening, and I'm in so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient time." That said to me that as I look back over my life and see what God has done, how He saves me through many toils and dangers, and how He brought me through, I can look out over the place this morning and knowing what God has done in a lot of folks' lives here, how He saved you from accidents, from COVID, from divorce, from marriage troubles. It was only God. Look what God has done in your life. What He's done for others, He'll do the same for you. But can you remember? Can you remember what He's done? Verse 6 says, and I called to remember my song in the night. Have you ever woke up singing? You know, there's a song I ain't gonna sing it. But all my praise belong to you. All my praise belongs to you. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, and I recall my song in the night. I can commune with my own heart, and my spirit may diligent search. When we can't find nothing good in and within us, the spirit that lives within us brings up something good. Oh, how my heart rejoices to know that he's the God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Not according to my power, but according to the power that worketh within us. Amen? Oh, when in the darkest dungeon in our quietness, when we've been in prison, and when we wake up, God is still there. Even in the midst of it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Amen? Amen. I want you to see this word because it's coming up again. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? No. I always cling to the promise that God says that he will never forsake me, never leave me, nor forsake me. I cling to them promises. I don't know about you, but God promised me that. He promised me that he would always be with me forever. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, I thought about years ago when we had the youth growth program, we used to have Draw the Sword. How many of y'all remember Draw the Sword? Y'all know what Draw the Sword was? It was a Bible game we used to do. And we would say, draw the sword, and we would give out a Bible verse. And the first one who could turn to the Bible verse and stand up and read it would win a prize. Are you able to draw your sword today? Are you able to turn to the Bible and knowing the verses that God has promised to you? For the Bible says that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Remembering what God has done, what he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. Amen? Okay. Verse 7. Verse 8 now. In his mercy, cling gone forever. Does his promises fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? That's a question. Has God forgotten to be gracious? No. Has he in his anger set up his tender mercy? No. For God so loved us in spite of us. Verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember. How many times have you forgotten something? Huh? Forgotten where you put it. You know, last week, I looked all around the church. I mean, I had to stay until everybody left because I forgot where I put my keys. I did. You know what I did? I locked my keys up in the car. I forgot. Plum forgot. Went and looked outside. I had to call my wife. Come and bring me the extra key. You know that didn't go well, did it? That didn't go well at all. Because I forgot. I didn't remember. But God in his mercy, tender mercy, loved me. Enable me, I had Deacon Barksdale stayed with me and talked with me. It was just a blessing to know that God is good. All the time, God is good. Remembering. What verse? 10. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will remember. I will remember. Will you remember how good God has been to you? I can testify that if I die today, I know where I'm going to spend eternity. What about you? Do you know for sure if you die today where you'll spend eternity? We know my mama used to say, tomorrow ain't promised to you. Well, today ain't the end of it. You might leave here today. But I will remember the Lord, the works of the Lord. I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doing. Thy ways, O God, in the sanctuary. This is what I like. Who is so great a God as our God? There's no greater God. There's no greater God than our God. Do you serve a God like that? Do you know for sure that your God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you act or think? Do you truly know a God like that? I love a God like that because the scriptures always bring back to remembrance of his goodness. We read of some tragedies and some sorrows, but God always come back with his promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, we've seen some things happen. We know some kings and some princes and some men that died not trusting God. But I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to know for sure where you'll spend eternity, because that's what we're all about. We want you to have that assurance that God is able to do that. Our world is going crazy. Gas prices is outrageous. News is sharing nothing but sad news. We don't know the truth from a lie no more. But yet and still, the truth is, God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. Believe the truth. This is the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Will you trust in God? Will you trust in God? In my closing, I thought about what we're going to partake of today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." For after the same manner, he also took the cup when he accepted, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes." And verse 27 is interesting because it says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you." So the question is, have you examined yourself? I can point fingers and say, "You did this or you did that, and you're not worthy." But it's time that you personally take time to examine yourself. For you know what you've done. You know what you're guilty of. You know where your sin's at. But the Bible says that whosoever shall confess, he's faithful and just to cleanse us. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you willing to confess that you've sinned and come so short? I realize that there's none righteous. No, not one. So I'm asking the Lord to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, that as I partake of the Lord's Supper today, that I may be worthy of. For the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short." There's none righteous. No, not one. So would you ask God in your own way to create in you a clean heart, that you may be worthy of the Lord's Supper? Or maybe you haven't made that decision to trust the Lord. The Bible says that I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears, he'll open up and come into him and sup with him. Have you done that today? If not, would you come and be a partaker today, saying, "I want Jesus as my Lord and Savior"? Maybe you've done that, but you just haven't been doing the which is right. Let's take time right now. Right now, and say, God, create in me, a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Would you do that today? Before we take of the Lord's Supper, would you take that time now and ask God to work in your life right now? Let's have a moment of that silent prayer that you can get things right with God. Not with the church, not with this building, but with God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes before we partake of the Lord's communion. Lord, we come as humble as we know how, asking that you'll cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness, that you'll work in our lives, that we may be a vessel fit for your use. Father, we're preparing our hearts and our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper. And you said, as often as we do this, to do it in remembrance of you. Father, we thank you for saving us, for forgiving us, and for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Father, you know who hasn't accepted you, whose heart's not right with you. But Father, I pray that my heart is cleansed from all unrighteousness. And that, Father, as we partake, that you'll speak to us, that you'll cleanse us, and we'll ever be so thankful for what you've done and all that you're going to do. And Father, if there's one here today that has never received your Son as personal Savior, we ask that they'll do that now. That they'll confess and ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into their heart and to forgive them for all their sins and shortcomings. And Father, we'll thank you for that now, for what you've done and all that you're going to do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand. There might be one today who's never received the Lord. We ask that you come before we partake of the Lord's Supper. Is there one today who says there's nothing that I can do to save me, but you would receive Jesus? Is there one?
When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Has everyone been served? Has anyone has not been served? Deacon Barksdale, as you stay. Okay. He says, and when he had given thanks, he took the bread, broke it, and says, take, eat. This is my body. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, he said, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us not forget why we partake of the Lord's Supper. Let us drink together. Amen. Amen. And as often as you do it, you sow the Lord's death till he comes. We're going to ask Reverend Ray to come and lead us in a closing prayer as we depart from here.